Searching how to start a conversation on the website. I talked to the top guy, swore it was his type. Guess that he was making out with boys at the park. Everything I do is tragic. Every guy I like is gay. The morning after I panic.
Hey there, we're back. We just wrapped up the song portion of the big event here on Jared Michaels' 2023 Best of Countdown. And if our timing is right, which it usually is, fairly impeccable, we're about 4 hours in, and we're about 4 hours away from the big drop at midnight, and it's time to delve into our favorite 20 records of 2023. And since Michael led off the songs, I'm going to lead off the albums. Coming in at number 20 for me is a self-titled record from New York act Cutworms. Came out on Jaguar. Cutworms is singer-songwriter Max Clark, who originally hails from Cleveland, city that is close to my heart, but is currently based in Brooklyn, New York. And this is his third full-length, with it he has created a traditional piece of Americana in its purest form. It's jangly, it's catchy, it's folksy, and it's full of attitude. And the song I'm going to play from Cutworms is Ballad of the Texas King. And then in at number 19, a band that's been kind of a mainstay with me for as long as I've been listening to interesting music. They've been at it for close to 40 years, forming in 1984, talking about New Jersey trio Yola Tango and the record This Stupid World. Their 17th full-length affair came out on Matador, of course. Once again, the lyrics are smart, the music is lush, and the band is energetic and focused, no more so on this track, A Celestine, from my number 19 record of 2023.
Coming in at number 20 for me, Gott Street Park with the album On the Inside. This is a quartet of jazz school kids from Leeds, UK, who play hip-hop inspired, primarily instrumental stuff that they described in an interview with Loud and Quiet as smacky soul, which is meant to invoke the dark, seedy side of New York City that their name was based on. This is primarily a studio group who build songs up in live jams. They worked with the likes of Kaliuchis prior to this new record, but here they enlist a handful of other guest vocalists, including Pip Millett, who is going to be featured on the track that I selected. This is an album released on Blue Flowers, UK label. But if they were in the US, I really think they'd end up on a label like Big Crown or Daptone. They have that same vibe as like the Scone Cash Players. I really, really dig this, and it's not a surprise if you hear this record as to why I gravitated to it. This has got to be good from Gott Street Park featuring Pip Millett. And then number 19, despite King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard releasing two records this year, Petrodragonic Apocalypse and The Silver Cord, number 19, my choice, this is the best King Gizzard and the Lizard record of 2023. It's Lil Yachty's Let's Start Here. This is a psych rock left field sprawling album that was divisive and definitely not what a lot of people were expecting, but it was a pleasant surprise for me as I've never been a trap guy. So I haven't really liked Yachty's past output, but this finds him abandoning trap and coming up with something I keep losing myself in every time I hit play. I'm going to play the lead off track, The Black Seminole, because it's kind of the frog in the pot of water. It builds in such a way that if you find yourself enjoying the temperature at the end, you're in for the rest of it. I strongly recommend the piece by Kai Brady on The Ringer called The Rebirth of Boat, a write-up of this record. And here it is, Lil Yachty with Let's Start Here, the track The Black Seminole.
This can go. Come on, let's fall around. need to go to bed now. Wake me up in the morning, else I might not wake. I don't wanna see the daylight, yellow streetlights in my state. I'm crying in the rain.
Not alive.
We just heard from Michael's number 19 record, Little Yachty. Coming in at number 18 for me, another mainstay on my best of lists. I think it could be because they put out two or three records every year. The OCs and Intercepted Message came out on In the Red. It's John Dwyer and his rotating cast of frequent collaborators back at it again for their 28th record as some sort of variant of the OCs. As usual, it's a bit of a mixed bag, styles vacillating all over the place. Synth pop, new wave, disco, garage rock, post-punk, and it's all driven by pulsating keyboards and the signature OC's double drums. We're going to play the track Always at Night. And then at number 17, Rat Boys and the album The Window came out on Top Shelf. It's a fine record from the Chicago Quartet, whose talents and songcraft may have finally met their match as they worked with renowned Seattle producer Chris Walla, who's best known for his work with Death Cab for Cutie. We have a couple of shows that on the station here, The Pity Party on Friday afternoons and Suburban Home on Wednesday afternoons. Both like the emo stuff and both give this a double thumbs up, the sign of approval for Rat Boys. It's kind of got some alt country leanings, and at points vocalist Julia Steiner sounds like she could have fronted some of the great female indie bands from the late 90s, like the Breeders or Belly. I'm gonna play the track It's Alive from Rat Boys, The Window.
Yeah, the crossover with Suburban Homes and The Pity Party, it's the same. The OCs, I think, would get the Cretan Rob thumbs up. And Dwyer might be the only songwriter I know who looks at the Guided by Voices discography as a challenge.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Really impressive stuff. Coming in at number 18 for me, this is a really late entry into the mix. Devotion, the album from Muriel Grossman, was released December 1st, just as I was starting to re-listen to my long list and start going through my early year-end lists to see if there were things I'd overlooked. I can't remember the first record I discovered from this Austrian saxophonist. She plays tenor, alto, and soprano, and then now on this most recent record has added flute and percussion to her arsenal. But I've been hooked on her contemporary spiritual jazz from moment one. Most of her stuff was self-released or on small European imprints, and the vinyl are either like sold out or available on Discogs for like insane markups. But I'm hopeful she'll become more known and celebrated in North America because this record is coming out on Third Man. So kudos to Jack White for signing her. And if you're listening, please reissue Union, which was one of her self-released ones. Coming in at number 17 for me, the album Life and Death, a self-released album by the duo Kintsugi. This was an absolute like accidental stumble upon it and become enraptured by it discovery on Bandcamp. I was looking for ambient and experimental music for Expansive Prairie Skies, which is the show I produce late Tuesday night, Wednesday mornings. It's a collaborative project of pair of siblings, Kesia and Stefan Gordon from Oakland. As the album title suggests, the duo created as an emergent practice of familial healing through grief. They lost their mother and their grandmother in the same year, and they decided to practice active listening over months together. They drew on their Japanese heritage, the climates of Washington State and Utah in which they recorded, and on their feelings to work on this record that was eventually mixed by Melina Duterte, who most folks know as Jay Somm. This is a really lovely record, haunting at times, as you know, grief can be, but the really exultant song Hanabi, or Fireworks, is the one that I'm going to play for you.
When I hear you crying, baby, Tears in your eyes. Thank you.